from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Can we talk about your trade acquisition first? It seemed like you didn't get harder to play against with that type of
play. Yeah, that's certainly something we've talked a lot about this offseason, identifying players that check some boxes in terms of physicality, hard to play against. I mean, he's a big 6'3", led their team in hits, penalty killer as well, character guy, but when he hits hard. And we've been looking at ways to just, you know, obviously physicality is one part, but just be harder to play against. And he's certainly someone that brings that every night. And that was a big need that we came to this offseason and looking for, and we were excited to get him.
How much did that go back to the Hammer Persian
series? Well, I can tell you that Seth Appert, as this discussion was going on over the last few days, said that, you know, in the American Hockey League, he had teams were scared to play against him. You know, he was clearly someone when he stepped on the ice, had a lot of respect and a lot of room. And I think just the way he performed last year and was able to bring that element to the National Hockey League, I mean, leading a team in hits, you know, says something just about the consistency of it, especially when you got Tom Wilson on the team. And, you know, I just think it's an area that he understands his role and plays it well.
Why do you think that just the price tag on that second-round pick for a guy that's a restricted free agent, what, I guess, led that to be the cost?
Well, I think, you know, anytime you're acquiring a player that is well-liked on the other team, there's going to be a price to pay. For us, you know, it comes down to when we made the trade back with 11 to pick up the extra asset, which was, 42. Now we had 42 and 43. In my mind, we were going to, you know, shop it as hard as we could to find, you know, what we were looking for in some way, and that's what we were able to do. So, you know, you certainly make one trade with another trade in mind potentially. But in saying all that, if a trade doesn't go through, you know, you have a pretty good asset. But it was an area of need, and that was the price that we were definitely worth paying.
Is Zemgia still considering signing with you guys before tomorrow?
Yeah, we're down to the last hours here. So he's someone that I'll be, you know, connecting with here in the next 24 hours. And, you know, you get to this close, understand where he is in his career. But we've kept the communication open, and we'll see where it goes.
So a guy like Malinsky has got his use of the defensive zone position here. To have a guy that's just very specifically using that role, does that take away from it? Does it add to the appeal to having?
Yeah, I think so. You know, especially when you're looking at the bottom six of your forward group. For me personally, I like that there's elements that they bring, and then if you have someone that can be more than just a 5-on-5 guy, I think it really helps. You know, so now you have the physicality of someone that's going to get in and have a presence, but also if you can have a penalty killer be part of that, I just think it adds. Yeah, that's part of why we're willing to give up a good asset to get him. Just thinks, and we like his age, and we like the ability for him to hopefully be with us for a while. This isn't a player that could just be, you know, in and out of Buffalo. If it's a good fit both ways, we can have him for a while. And I just think the character part matters too, which certainly the due diligence checked all those boxes.
What goes into evaluating a player like him when he was used so much in defensive zone faceoffs? So if you look at it from an analytics standpoint, it might not look pretty. So how do you guys really dive into his game to make sure that he's a fit?
That's a great question, Lance. I mean, part of our process we go through, you have the scouting side, and then you have the analytics side. And as you said, they don't always match. From the scouting perspective, the pro scouts pounding the table for the guy. This guy is a player that's direct, hard, finishes checks, and not just finishes checks, but finishes checks hard. And there was a real need for that, in my opinion, as I've said a few times now. And so then you flip to the analytics side, and maybe you go into the discussion thinking that it wouldn't be as good. But actually, our guys were pretty excited about this player, so which then just gives you more information and more comfort, especially giving up a good asset. I have. We had a great talk. Spoke to him minutes after the trade was official. And you know, and I've been there, trust me, as a player. Sometimes you're a little shocked, and he couldn't have been more excited and more on board, and knows some players on our team, likes our team, and was ready to go.
Kevin, clearly, your indication that you feel the team is better and a little tougher to play against with Mel's team injury, but in general, how difficult is it to try to get better? How much better do you think you are? I mean, it doesn't seem like
Which part you mean for our roster, just the overall draft? Yeah, I think we came into this draft with a couple goals in mind. When I say draft, you know, let's say draft week, just the whole, as you lead into the next couple days as well. We wanted to make sure that we got our list right, and we added talent into the organization. And Jerry's done a phenomenal job with the amateur staff of just making sure that we're putting ourselves in the best spot, especially with some of the value picks that I think we were able to do and make some trades today and move up, down, and all that. I think we did a good job in terms of really even adding to our already, you know, good depth in the prospect pool. Adding a player that we felt that really fit what we were looking for was also something that we were hoping to do, or player or players. We were aggressive last night in different ways that if it made sense, which we were trying to do to help a roster that was out there as well, but teams weren't, you know, comfortable making the moves that we were hoping that we could do. So now you will continue conversations tonight and into tomorrow on some different things that we have that are still out there a little bit. And also you turn your attention quickly to, okay, now you leave the draft. We had things that we were working on. Now you go to if there's free agents that we're looking at that we think can help us in the ways that we need, then we're going to go after those guys. And that'll be the conversation that we've already had, but now leading into the next 24 hours as a staff. Like, okay, where are the guys at the top of the list for what we need? And so it's the off season still incomplete. You know, there's still time to do different things, and that's what we'll go to work on in the next few days here.
How much more important do you think free agency is now that you only added one NHL player to the roster?
Well, you can still make trades, right? So it's not like it's not like a trade deadline where things just are over. So there's still things we're working on that front that we'll continue to pursue that were kind of independent from the draft. There's free agents that, and you never, when I say free agents, they're guys you think will be there on July 1st. They could still sign before with their teams before July 1st. So we've tiered it. We've done the work internally. We've prioritized exactly what we're looking for, the needs, right from forwards through the organization, D and goaltending. So now we'll go after it. And it's always a little unsure, you know, because it has to be a match. We have to put our best foot forward in terms of free agents, and they have to want to be in Buffalo, and we got to make it work. But that's what we'll do in the areas that we think we need to add. I mean, it's part of the CBA. I'm certainly open to it. Never in my mind is it something you should rule out. I think they're tricky because typically you're going to get matched, and you know, so what are you really accomplishing? But if we thought it was a move we could do that would help us and make our team better, we'll do it.
Let's take one more.
Without a trade here for a big guy in these couple days, Jeff Smile.
No, it's we initiated the process today, so it's a step-by-step process. So that's it started. That process was started early this morning, and that'll Mark Jakubowski even be better in terms of specifics on it and just the timeline of it. But that was started, and that's our intention to move forward.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.